listening to Pizza Planet. I'm your host, Jonathan Ruiz, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, how people eat pizza. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Millions of people eat pizza every day, but not everyone eats it in the same way, and how best to eat a slice of the pie is an age-old debate. Now an expert in Australia has reignited the debate with his opinion on the best way to eat traditional Neapolitan pizza. Simply prepared, has a characteristically chewy crust, and slice after slice of pizza is literally not enough. In the ultimate pizza challenge, you stack two pizza slices together and walk them all in or stack them together. It is not that anyone can resist the bite of the melted cheese and sauce, but rather the crunch of the cheese on top and the crispness of its crust. Some fans choose to eat the crust first, but we are not sure how to do this properly, so you may have to use a fork and knife, or maybe a folding method, as eating pizza can get messy this way. You can see how to flavor the crust s and see the 10 ways you can see by slicing, folding and picking up the pizza. It may not be instinctive, but using a fork and knife is a perfectly legitimate way to eat pizza. If you have a deep, saucy pizza, it's always a smart move to pick up the glowing pan with your hands. Pizzas in Italy do not require a fork or a knife, because the portions are not pre-cooked as in the USA, but they are still good to eat. When you cut a steak, you can use the fork to stabilize the pizza while the knife cuts through the layer of cheese, toppings and crust. This method minimizes peak losses, a serious problem in the world of pizza eating, and makes it easier to tackle thick pizzas. The knife and fork approach can be used for all types of pizza, but is best for thick pizza covered with toppings. Here's how it works. Pizza bakers who use this method grab a piece of pizza with a fork and knife just like with a normal approach. Method says about your personality, you must have the patience to eat pizza carefully and eat it with patience and care. If you have a slice of pizza in your hand that you do not want to eat right away and lose many of the toppings, you can eat the pizza crust again. If you eat pizza with the crust, fold the sides so that the toppings are wedged inside and the bottom crust is exposed from all sides. We all know that doing something you don't love is a waste of seconds, but what if you love it? And you know it's worth every wasted second? The pizza folder is usually full of busy people who love to get things done as quickly as possible, so they always have a plan of attack. If something negatively affects them or cuts them out of their lives, they will do everything in their power to pursue their pizza crust. This person's priority is to use their hands to pick and eat all the toppings on the pizza. This is undoubtedly the most popular way to consume the brilliance of pizza, but it is also one of the easiest. The hand eater has a goal and intends to achieve it in a simple way, so that he does not care about all the fuss and fuss. With approximately 3 million pizzas sold each year in the United States and an average person eating 46 slices of pizza each year, we are not alone in our pizza eating activities. Whether you stack your pizza or eat with a knife and fork, you will be judged by the quality of the pizza and the amount of toppings on it. When a slice of cake arrives on your plate, you know exactly what you need to do, but how exactly do you eat your pizza? Don't waste time looking around. Opt for a slice of pizza with some topping and eat from the top of the crust. How it works, the crust sits on the plate until you decide to eat the main part of the pizza slice and nibble to the edge where it stops. Some eat it, others save it for later by dousing the extra sauce with bread sticks, or perhaps you just like the crust best and want it to be saved last. If you eat your crust, it is dipped in gravy and thrown in the trash, but if it is nibbled and eaten, that is fine. The save for later method works best for pizzas with thick edges, but the save for later method works best for pizzas with thick edges and a crust. You eat the layered pattern like any other pizza, with the crust on top of the sauce and the sauce below. This was How People Eat Pizza, by Pizza Planet, and this was episode number one. My name is Jonathan Ruiz, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.